Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. There's a $35 million house in Connecticut, and it's not in Greenwich. It's a castle in Woodstock, Connecticut.
And well done. I mean, beautiful. That must take a long time to build.
So pretty. Oh, my God.
Clearly, they said, bring me the best castle builders in the world.
Chomp, chomp.
Yeah.
Get us those Disney people.
Yeah, did not disappoint.
Let me get three local builders and have them bid on this job. This was, fly me, where is this person,
right,
and bring them in.
Bavarian castle maker here.
Fly me the best castle builder.
Oh, my God. That is so, I just want to walk through the house once. Just let me
see. If you're not into real estate, you have to go on Realtor or Zillow or whatever and look this up. Just type in Woodstock, Connecticut.
Yeah.
It's the most expensive property in Woodstock, Connecticut.
Yeah, if you sort by price.
I think for like $1 million more, you could buy Woodstock, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So that's how expensive it is.
Well, it's a castle. Legit castle.
Yes, that's what we've been saying. You are right.
But if you had any doubts, it is a castle.
Like, not a mock-up.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead, Ashley. Explain this to us.
It is a castle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The castle has a moat, towers reaching 126 feet into the sky, a total of 18,777 square feet. Can you imagine measuring that?
You're like, yeah.
Wait a minute. Ah, oh, damn it!
Me and large tape measure.
Gotta start again.
Yeah.
Has 9 bedrooms, 7 full baths, 12 fireplaces, an entry hall, public spaces, blah, blah, blah. Massive kitchen, of course. Large stone fireplace overlooking nearby Potter Pond. I think it's on 75 acres, and I think there's 30 of it. It's a giant pond.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And it says it has architectural doors. They have castle doors.
Yeah, yes! They do.
The castle doors.
With the point at the top.
Yeah. I want that knocker like they have had on the monsters. That boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I want that.
There should be like a rope when you pull it, like a bell ring
right.
somewhere.
Yes, you need the bell.
Right.
Stained glass, wood imported from all over the world.
That room up top, that glass room that has that little, the corkscrew type of stairway is amazing. You get the view from up there. That's amazing. I just want to walk through once. We're almost out. Can you just walk through once? I promise I won't break anything.
We should get the realtor on. I'm sure you have to get past some financial stuff because everyone would want to say, oh, yeah, I can afford that. And you pull up in your, 1972 clunker.
I'm that Nigerian prince who's constantly sending
let's put you in a robe.
Right?
I'll drive you.
Cool.
Put a cap on.
We'll borrow a car from somewhere.
Yeah.
A good one.
The realtor looks older than Methuselah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he was there when they first started building it.
Exactly.
Hey, yeah. Finally, he's selling this house.
They brought him in because he's sold castles before.
Did they say how long it took to build it?
No.
Damn it.
That would be interesting.
I'm curious. How long does it take to build a castle?
Right.
There is a detail about the building process that I found very interesting.
Oh, what is that?
It was built in 2010.
Oh, okay. All right.
So all this time has been a castle. We're only finding about it now.
I think he's been building it for 11 years.
Oh.
I think it was just built and it's like, okay, sale.
I think it was complete in 2010. Okay.
According to the listing, facts and features, year built, 2010.
No, I get that, but you don't think anyone lived in it?
Oh, I don't know.
I think somebody, it's fully furnished.
It's gorgeous.
What's Kernish?
I said furnished.
Furnished.
I don't think so.
Fully furnished.
Okay.
We'll find out Friday. Click, click.
See you Friday.
Wow. What is that thing in the kitchen? There was an odd object in the kitchen.
Is it called a stove?
No. I recognize a stove. There was this like cylindrical thing in the kitchen.
Oh, AJ, it's a working dishwasher.
What? You know, I'm going to slap your head sideways so freaking hard.
I thought you were being serious.
Yeah, your head's going to go in the sink. Don't be an ass. What is that?
It is complete with staff quarters,
I'll look myself,
by the way.
Do they say staff slash in-law?
No, it says staff quarters.
Staff quarters. Oh, man.
She's a staff.
Duty.
Duty.
Staff.
Woodstock, Connecticut.
Yeah.
God, this is so pretty.
This would, by the way, be a great wedding venue.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Someone's probably going to buy and use it for that.
Right.
Boo.
Well, if it's, you know, the zoning has to be right to be able to do that.
Yeah.
What do you think you could charge for a wedding there?
A king's ransom.
Like, look, you're not going to have a $10,000, $20,000 wedding there. I think it's 100 grand plus.
You know what it looks like? Mm-hmm. Those two little buildings that look like garden gnomes come to life at the end of the moat look kind of like those things they have in that one dam over in Connecticut. Was it over in, like, was it Barkhamsted or something like that? There's a dam that has those cylindrical buildings around it. Looks like it's the same builder made this.
Huh.
Has that same look.
That thing, the spiral thing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's just a spice rack.
That's a spice rack? What the hell kind of spice do you put on that?
I like working dishwasher better.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the pit in the back and bury Goose Boy in.
Wow, this is, the pictures are just.
Flame off that turret over there. That's a spice rack. Oh, okay. That's quite the elaborate spice rack.
It's a really spice rack.
It looks like, you know, it's a spice rack. It's a bobcat.
It's a spice.
You know what it looks
Good
like?
Good morning.
It's a spice rack. You know what it looks like? It almost looks like a chess piece.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
Oh, that's probably on purpose.
Queen to E3.
Oh my God.
Back shot of that.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, just some of the furniture on the statues is two elephants that look heavy as hell. As you're entering this one area that has like
How
a king Tut tomb.
Friggin' money do you have to have this place?
Yeah, what it cost to build? That's what I want to know. I mean, you're selling it for $35 million.
Did it cost? It has to be less than $35 million.
Yeah, well, like $34 million.
You're supposed to spend, what is it, a third of your income on the house monthly? So we can work backwards. To figure out how much money you actually have to make to own this as a house.
Well, the person who buys this isn't going by a bank formula.
No.
Well, that's true. No,
I'm sorry,
this,
but...
And this isn't your only place. This is one of your... This is like one of those oil people out in the Middle East.
Maybe.
Or a Google person.
You know what? That makes sense with the King Tut tomb thing in there. If they're like from Saudi Arabia or whatnot. Because I'm like, why do you have a sarcophagus for like an Egyptian king... In your man cave.
This is like their New England autumnal home.
Yeah.
Where they can go and look at the foliage in peace.
Right.
Right.
Autumnal.
Let me tell you something. With a house like this.
It's one of the seasons.
When I wake up, I want those guys with the trumpets going. remember how Eddie Murphy woke up in, was it Coming to America? They had the music playing. Like those guys all got together. That was his alarm clock. Was actual people.
Right.
Yeah, I expect
you're
that.
You're right. When you walk in, it should be.
Oh, yeah,
all
no.
Right.
Yeah, I want to be announced every room I come in. Ooh, yay, ooh, yay. AJ is now entering the bathroom. No, I leave. Ooh. Ooh. What the hell died in there? Huh. Yeah, I mean the bathroom, one bathroom, it's all granite.
Where's that?
What?
Entry music. Remember you said you wanted entry music? Here it is.
Exactly, yes.
This is what you wanted to play when you go into the box tomorrow?
Exactly, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to hear this every time I wake up from a place like this. Good morning, sir. It's Monday. Thank you, Jennings.
This is just really... How do you even calculate what it costs to build this, you know?
I couldn't afford one room in this place.
Seriously.
I'd be afraid to break something. You know, I'd walk in there and, like, things just fall. He's brought down the castle.
That they got to throw in the furniture. You just say, all right, I'll give you $33 million, and you leave the furniture.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. What moving job is that? It's funny because you get this one master, I guess it's like a dining room or something like that. But right above it, there's these two cross swords. I'm like, one of those things falls, going to kill one of your guests.
Yeah, I think you know, if you're not a zillionaire Google or oil tycoon,
yeah,
or some business person from China, I think you buy this to do weddings, and they're the most expensive weddings. I just don't know if there'd be enough to carry the day, you know?
I want to, like, own this place and just, like, constantly walk through wearing a bathrobe and fuzzy slippers.
Nah, naked!
Like a complete rich kook.
Yeah, right.
I want to drink, like, you know, like grape juice out of, like, a goblet.
So if you charged $100,000 a wedding and you had a wedding every Friday and Saturday there.
Yeah, you could probably pay it off.
And you did a 60-40 split. So you did 40% of it is food, booze, staff. They pay for everything else.
Uh-huh.
It would take you about 5 years to pay that off. Does it say what the taxes are on that?
Yes, $80,000 a year.
that's actually a bargain.
That's not bad because it's a castle, for Christ's sake.
I mean, talk to someone in Milford who has a house on the water who's paying $30,000 a year.
House
or
on
more.
The water. Yep. There's a picture.
It's a castle.
Picture number 33 of 35.
33
there, there's a picture that there's like I guess it's a window or something like that. But there's like a crest with a king's face in it. The king has an odd face, like dirt.
Well, it's half chipped off.
It's the castle odd. That's so, Beefsteak Charlie. No, it's kidding.
They have the price history for every single time that this property was for sale.
Oh, so first you'll see when there's nothing on it, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And it was sold in 2002 for $825,000, just the piece of land, I'm assuming.
Wow. That's a lot for Woodstock for 75 acres.
Wow.
Back then?
So in 2014, it was first listed for sale, I'm assuming completed construction, for $45 million.
Wow.
Then they changed the price in 2016 to 39. Then they changed it again a few months later to 32.
Oh, boy.
Then they pulled down the listing in September of that year.
And now they think, hey, the housing market's hot. Let's try to get 33 or 35.
35.
You know what would be funny? If you own this place and have like a rusty pickup truck, you just kind of pull out of the castle area and just park in the moat and get out and start fishing. Just fish in the moat.
Yeah.
Like waders on.
Oh, I love it.
The estimated monthly cost of owning this home is $180,000.
That's if you put 20% down? Is that 20% down?
I have no idea.
I don't see.
I just want to walk through once. If you own this house, can I walk through just once? I promise I won't break anything.
Let's get the realtor on.
I just want to walk through once. I just want to look once.
I don't know if he has a phone.
Yeah, really? Send a carrier pick.
He's still... sold.
Shall I send
a
messenger?
Yes.
Shall I send the messenger, sir?
Oh, I want to see this realtor now.
He's going to be riding on horseback for the next week.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. The messenger is here, sir.
Good heavens.
Where do I see this agent?
All the way down at the bottom.
Who's the girl with the long blonde hair?
I just accidentally emailed the agent.
Who's the girl? Who's the girl with the long blonde hair sticking her hair out the window? Rapunzel!
Oh, my God. This is hysterical. For whatever reason, I'm on Realtor.com, and it's squared out all the listings. And then top left is the $35 million house. And right to the right is a $139,000 ranch that just has everything in the yard. Like, everything.
You know what I want to do?
And it'd be funny if that house was right next to this house.
I want to name it after the castle they had in, Monty Python and the Holy Grail? The castle.
You know, why doesn't this castle have a name? Wouldn't you put that in there?
Right.
You know? And I have to say, it's worth every penny. You know, you just have to be insanely rich to buy
every farthing. Yes, I'm paying gold coins. Here you go, stacks of gold coins. Here's your sack of money for your castle.
You have horses and carriages deliver this gold coin,
right? Guys
in a chest,
like guys dressed like the beef eater bottle. Yep, exactly. Yep.
Oh man,
with a skeleton key.
I would hire guards and to like dress them like the old guards.
Yes,
you know,
you have to do all that.
Yeah, this guy would walk around wearing a suit of armor to make noise. Oh, I'd be such an a-hole.
With a suit of armor,
right.
You could hide in there,
right,
and have a party and then just move like boo.
Boom! Wasn't that over there a moment ago? Yeah. Just over here.
What's it doing over here?
Just mess with people's heads. Have a big party, but like all the food is cheap and it's like paper plates and plastic
hot
cups.
Dogs.
Right? Exactly.
You should have the pictures with the eyes that move.
Actually, you stand behind me. Exactly right. You do that? Yep.
Oh, I wonder if there are any secret passages.
Oh, it'd be so cool if there's like a laboratory down below.
Because, of course, they're not going to put secret passages in the listing information.
Oh, I want a dungeon.
There has to be a dungeon in there.
I want a dungeon.
You know what I thought of as the song was playing? Didn't we have this problem with crumbling foundations up there in that part of Connecticut right around those years? Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
If that was built and it was like, oh, we used the quarry for that. Oh,
right.
The
realtor just sells a place and goes put the sold sign on. And just,
it just goes, doom, doom, doom.
Like a sandcastle. It goes, some big kid walks up and kicks it and just falls down. No!
Or you go up one of the turrets and it just falls right
off. Yeah, like a crow lands on it. Right. And you just hear like,
a seagull takes a poop on it, all of a sudden it goes down.
Oh, jeez.
I wonder. That would suck.
When was it built? 2010 or after 2010, right?
I saw 2010.
Yeah, okay. So either began
was
or...
That, I feel like that was early for crumbling foundations.
That was like around 2015, 2014, I believe.
That's when they were finding it.
Right, and they were built 20, 30 years before that, I think. Or 10 years before that, even.
Yeah, I think it fits the time frame. Jeez, can you imagine?
Well, that's some serious blocks in this thing, right?
Yeah, I think it would have crumbled by now.
Yeah, first bad rainstorm.
Yeah, there's a lot of weight on that foundation. Yeah, so right. If there was too much stress, we'd know by now.
Oh, that was fascinating when I went through the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport with Howard Safan, who will be in later, talk about something very special that's coming up. I asked him, how far did you have to dig down for these pillars to hold up this tent? And he said, oh, that's a great question, because we thought we were only going to go down so far. We had to go down, way down. We thought we'd find bedrock.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot how many feet. They had to go a lot further.
Yep.
Yeah. So when you do the weight, when the engineer does the weight of this thing, like, how far do you have to dig down? You have to find bedrock. You have to go down to find stone and build it on the bedrock. You can't build that with...
Like, just on a swamp? Yeah.
Fill underneath it. Like, let's just get, let's 3 feet. We're below the frost line. Let's go another 3 feet.
Yeah. Every time you see bedrock, I think of Fred Flintstone. Twist.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, hi. I was calling, actually, my brother's a listener, and he told me to call for a fact check of Bill. You guys have a conversation about a castle in Woodstock. I'm brother of a caller who lives next door.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Little cottage next door? one of the servants' places?
Give us a tour.
Yeah, not quite, but definitely live in the neighborhood, and I'm calling blind a little bit. I don't know what the conversation was about, but he's a huge fan. He wanted me to call.
Oh, man. Whoever he is, thank him for us.
Does he have a key?
Yeah. Can he get us in?
I just want to walk around once.
Yeah, we're talking about the castle. You probably know it's on the market right now.
It's been on the market for quite a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it goes on and off. It's back on again.
Yeah, so a lot of the neighbors believe that he's kind of a PR whore. The assessed value with the town is a lot less than what he's asking. So over the course of years, he kind of does things just to kind of stay in the media limelight a little or be relevant. So this seems to be a ploy. I don't have numbers with me, but at some point I saw it for $45 million, and the town of Woodstock had the assessment, somewhere around $4.5 million. So, totally unrealistic.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Certainly being some PR and some promotion.
That's quite a difference.
Yeah. Seriously. That's a major
discount. Usually a difference. The town assessment's lower than what the market value is.
Definitely.
There's usually a formula. What does this person do for a living?
So, very interesting, though. And actually, if you ever Google Woodstock Castle CT, there's some drone videos. But he calls himself a international auctioneer kind of thing, right? So he's the kind of guy that will buy things that most people can't afford. So he has an F-17 jet fighter in his yard.
Of course he does.
Does he?
AJ likes this guy.
That's for his kid to, plane.
Yeah.
And he also has, I personally associate when I drive by a kid who's never really grown out of the sandbox. So
oh, yeah?
He'll have you know, a hook and ladder fire truck, and then he'll have like two or three, and then with some of his workers, he sometimes even musters at the castle where you drive by, and they're setting up the fire trucks and hosing it down. But
that's amazing.
So, oh man, I got to hang with this dude just once.
Yeah, he's got some cool stuff like Desert Storm or some of those vehicles. He'll have
holy
like,
crap,
the Hummers and whatnot.
Not bigger, like the ones that would be like fire truck based, but not even road legal because they're too wide.
Oh my God!
So,
wow.
So I think what he is, I think he's a pretty savvy businessman. So let's just say you wanted a hook and ladder fire truck, right? And say he had three or four, and you call and you show up, hey, I'm interested, and you say, you know, round numbers. He says, you know, I'm looking at this fire truck and it's $150,000, and you as a buyer would say, well, hey, you know what? Well, would you take like 100? He'll be like, well, I got this one for 100 then, if that's what you're looking for, right? So he buys those weird kind of obscure items that are kind of like niche-y.
What's that store that does that?
I went there to get
it's a store for like just crazy rich people.
You can buy a Ferrari as well as a lighter. Yeah.
Wow, I wonder how he made his initial money.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he would come on the air if he likes attention.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Mark is his name, right? I've met him one time. He's a little bit eccentric. He's one of those guys who won't look you in the eye. And eccentric is the best way to describe him. Like, you know, I don't know him personally for sure, but honestly never cared to try to meet him just based on some of the vibe in the neighborhood. Just good neighbor, right?
Oh, really? How come? Why would you say that?
Only because he's inconsiderate, right? So
loud parties.
Some I hear, and then the light. So he built this. If you do Google the property, you'll see it's bizarre. He built the castle right on the road when he has, you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres. But the gate going out points directly at two houses, right? You could have put the driveway anywhere else. So at all hours of the day, traffic coming, but he heats the castle with gas, like propane gas and firewood, right? So he's an outside pit, you know, one of those burners.
Yeah. That stinks.
The excavator goes at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, you know, a lot of heavy equipment operations going, so the dust is loud. You know, if they're doing blasting or building around there, there's, you know, my neighbors personally had like damage to their foundation or walls.
Oh, drag.
You know, that kind of stuff. Just inconsiderate, but like, I don't want to speak to saying he's a terrible guy.
It's tough to live near working castle like that. Yeah.
I would call it White Castle.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. I'm calling blind, so certainly.
You filled in a lot of blanks for us. We're just fascinated with this, even though it's been on and off the market for a while. This is the first time I'm hearing of it.
And it sounds like this guy needs a really good friend.
He's got his own website.
I need to volunteer.
It's called chrismarkcastle.com.
Oh, that's great.
Nice. And there's a whole page where you can read a bio, and his little headline is Philanthropist Visionary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah,
modest.
That sounds right.
Well, thanks for checking in and filling us in. I appreciate that. And thank your friend for us, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
This next guest said, I'll come on, but I got to come on with my attorney.
Okay.
And so we have them both on. It's Victoria Snooks, former school volunteer and OnlyFans supermodel, and attorney Mark Nijame, Victoria's attorney. Good morning, both.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on, Victoria.
Yeah, of course.
So what happened? You were a volunteer at your kid's school, and they saw your deal, and they said, yeah, you can't volunteer here.
Yeah, an anonymous email got sent in with some of my OnlyFans content, and they booted me out of volunteering.
They booted you out. Now, is that, what did they say? What was the reason?
From the anonymous email.
There's an anonymous
from the photos.
Email.
Okay.
That were sent in.
So because of that, they said, okay, you can't work anymore. You can't volunteer anymore.
Oh, wait. So somebody went on your OnlyFans, so paid the money to get into a private party, basically. I call them private parties.
Yes.
Went in, grabbed some pictures, and sent it to the people at school.
That's correct.
And then the school said, yeah, it's a little edgy for us, so you can't volunteer here anymore.
That's correct.
Attorney Nijame, what's your response to that?
Yeah, you've hit it on the head. You've taken, you know, all the sensation that's surrounded this and summarized it perfectly. You know, they went ahead after 5 years of her volunteering. Gone
5 years.
The process of the audition. 5 years.
Huh.
And she was the favorite, you know, the favorite of the kids, of the other teachers.
I can see that.
And the dads loved her.
I can see that. I'll be over here.
Yeah. No,
and nobody knew anything about it. It was never brought up. It was completely her private business for 5 years. Nobody had a clue. It wasn't like she was dressed scantily coming into the classroom. She was a school mom.
Yeah.
How old are your kids or a kid? Child?
My boys, they're 10 and 5.
Oh,
okay.
All right. So you're suing the school for a school district for $1 million?
That's correct.
Yeah, we want to make it. Yeah, sorry. We want to make it count. We want them to hear us. You strip a parent's rights away from being with their child to participate in their education, to make a legal income. She's never been arrested, did nothing illegal, nothing wrong, didn't bring anything appropriate into the school.
That's selling drugs, something like that, yeah.
Decided to come in and do what they did. So they need to learn a lesson, and they will.
I have to believe this isn't the first case of this happening. How have the other ones worked their way out?
There's a couple of others that went around, but I don't think anybody's has been as aggressive. Florida's got an interesting law. If you're going to sue the state or governmental entity, you have to give them 6 months written notice before you can file suit. So they've gone silent on us, hoping that this will die down and go away. So we're coming up with an alternative and suing them for basically forcing them. We're preparing the lawsuit now to skip the six-month wait period so we can go right to them and show where they skipped over the constitutional rights and rights as a parent.
Have they offered any money to just make this go away, like a settlement?
Hush money?
Not hush money.
No, they've just literally gone silent, hoping that this wave of criticism that they are getting goes away and you know, we keeping the story alive and to people like you who are interested in it.
One, Victoria, this is like every OnlyFans dream, right? To have
this kind of publicity?
Something like this happen, and then you get the publicity. In terms of what you want to do with your OnlyFans account, you're only going to get more business from this, right?
Yeah, the curious people.
I honestly, if I'm just being honest, I don't think it's anybody's true dream to not be able to be a part of their children's life.
It was mine.
No, I mean, financially.
Just kidding.
Some of the parents disagree with you, yes.
No, all right. So
I think those are priceless memories.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. All right, so on that side, yes. But on the other side, this is good for business.
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah. Do you mind telling us how much you make a month with your OnlyFans?
I'd prefer not to.
I'll cover that. She's making enough to cover her legal fees.
Okay.
Good.
Are you astronomical?
Answer.
How much do you charge? Just kidding.
What? Because I'm going through your Instagram. It seems like, all right, you're a good-looking woman, and there's some bikini shots and this and that. And what would I find if I'm on your OnlyFans? Is this,
clothing option?
Yeah, what's going on? What's that?
More explicit content, definitely. Yeah,
yeah. Right, okay.
So people can request things for certain dollar amounts, and you'll do that?
I usually don't take requests, so no, my page is very, straightforward.
Okay.
She has a playlist, that's it, yes.
Right, this is what I'm doing.
Exactly, right. You'll like it, or get a menu, yes.
I'm not your performing monkey.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. What do you charge per month?
$18.99.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Less than $20.
I like the $18.99.
Exactly. Do you have change?
We gotta have it just under $20.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, that part's a tip. Yes.
How long do you know? This is one of those cases that could be setting it up for everybody else.
A landmark, yes.
Yeah, this could be a landmark case, don't you think, Attorney Nijame?
Yeah, without question, you get into literally so many constitutional issues, right, freedom of speech, you know, the right to make a living, the right to be with your children. I mean, it's really endless. And at some point, you know, where does the government stop? You know, it's because it was done just literally arbitrarily. Somebody, some administrator, some suit made a decision. No, we're not going to let that. And that was the end of her being with her child.
How has it worked? There has to be some cases with porn stars, right? This OnlyFans thing can't be the first time school districts have said, we don't like what you do for a living, therefore you can't be part of our parents' club.
You forget that. We're in Central Florida where all weird things happen.
This is true, where Dumbass News comes from.
Yeah, we do a segment called Dumbass News, right. And you guys are keeping this bit alive.
Where hashtag, where hashtag Florida Man came from.
We look to change that, but yeah, it's been, you know, we are very progressive, and then all of a sudden we have these crazy situations that routinely come through, and we have to deal with them. And
but have you looked that up? You know, just to do research for your case, have you looked up porn stars and how that's worked its way out? Because basically, I'm not saying that she's doing pornography.
No.
But it's kind of the same thing where they're saying your work is too inappropriate for you to be involved in after-school activities.
Yeah, there's two cases that we're aware of. We don't know of any case law, though, where anything's been established yet.
Huh. Okay. That's wild. I'd be interested to.
Yeah. And I'll comment that she's aware of many, many, many others who are similarly situated. They just haven't been caught or it hasn't been addressed or known about yet.
Yeah, I think if you have to pay to get in, if you're paying $18.99 a month to see this stuff, that's you're paying to walk into. It's an admission fee.
Like so a private club.
You've signed up to do it.
Right.
So why wouldn't you be able to, you know, unless there's some crazy stuff going on that OnlyFans, Victoria.
Not that crazy.
Not that crazy.
No.
Okay.
She makes her tattoos come to life like the alligator. What's with the alligator tattoo anyway? What was behind that
one? Yeah, you have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, I do. I don't know. A Florida girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That spot had to have hurt.
She seems to really like butterflies.
they're my favorite species.
They're flying out of your skirt.
Right.
I saw one picture. It looked like something was dripping down.
Right.
I'm like, oh, those are tattoos.
Right.
A lot of nice ones. Do you have the same person doing all the work?
I have a lot of the same artists do most of my work.
Nice. So, all right. Well, I'm interested to see how this one shakes itself out. So, attorney Mark Niejame and Victoria Snooks, thanks for coming on and good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You know, if they don't win, then at some point people will be telling us what we can post on our social media.
Seriously, yeah. This affects us all.
This will roll itself down.
It's happening now on Facebook.
It starts with OnlyFans, and then the next thing you know, it's like, I don't like what you posted. You can't be a participant in your kids' stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Got to nip it in the bud now.
Got to nip it in the bud.
Right. Seriously, that one tattoo with the alligator had to have hurt. That's a bad spot right there.
Yeah. I like her better when she has clothes on because I'm not a fan of the tattoos.
Right.
I'm not a tattoo person, but, you know, there are people who are tattoo people. I
guess. Exactly.
I love the artwork. I just really want to walk around.
Great artwork.
Yeah. How annoying it's an anonymous email that makes
it,
we don't even know if that person is a part of this community.
Yeah.
Can we just a disgruntled person who, you know, don't want to pay $18.99. I'll mess
her up. It could be another.
At another state.
OnlyFans model.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I'll fix her. Watch this. Yeah.
The tattoos probably make her more recognizable.
It's probably like a $15.99 model harassing her.
Yeah. I agree with Ashley. It's like a trademark.
Yes.
Yeah, it's easy to cross-reference photos.
Right.
I think they're very tastefully done, but just easily identifiable.
Right, so like even if your face isn't in the picture,
right,
it's hard to say like, oh well, you know,
that's not me.
Wrist tattoo.
Why don't wear a mask?
It's like the butterfly's trying to fly up into her cleavage. I'm like, that's a big butterfly. Good luck, butterfly.
Right.
Oh, that's a very popular spot.
Well, it was a caterpillar one time.
If that thing starts flapping its wings, all hell's breaking loose.
I want to be free!
It's our favorite concert venue owner person.
Good morning. Oh, my God!
Howard's a fan.
Yeah!
Yay!
Owner of the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Good morning.
Good morning, in person.
Can you hear everybody?
I got everybody.
Okay, want to make sure your headphones are working. Very important. So, we have a brand new amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Yep.
I'm talking to Howard during the break, and he said, yeah, I'm going to be renovating.
Renovating?
Wait, hold it.
Really?
What? It's brand new.
You just built it.
You don't renovate brand new.
Right.
My kitchen's 16 years old. I'm thinking about doing something
there. Yeah. Don't even look at my house. I'm going to renovate, get a bulldozer. Can I borrow a bulldozer?
Yeah.
Well, it's the neuroses. It's we want to make it the greatest experience that anybody in Connecticut can have.
So if you went there this season, next season, even better. You're going to walk and say, ooh.
Hey.
Next season is going to have a lot more. It's going to have more food trucks. It's going to have more food offerings, some more premium seating. And as people will see through the Holiday Light Spectacular, the entrance pavilion is all lit up. So it's really cool.
This Holiday Light thing, what is this all about?
So about a year ago, Jim Coppola came to us and said, we've had an incredible experience at Wallingford, but we won't be able to do the Holiday Light show that we're doing there because we're going to be back in action. So he said, how about you think about doing it in Bridgeport? And through the construction process, we planned it out. We retained a firm from Las Vegas. We've spent almost $1 million, and it is truly spectacular.
When did Jimmy bring this up to you? Is this like during COVID, not booking shows, supply chain is nuts, not getting your steel? Jimmy's like, hey, I got an idea.
Right. Another idea!
Well, it is. Most of the good ideas come from Jimmy.
Right.
So it's it really was during pandemic, and he's like, let's think about it. And sure enough, today it exists.
Is it open now? When's the big opening?
It starts on November 18th, runs for 45 days straight, Monday through Thursday and Sunday. It's from 5 to 10 p.m. And then on the weekends, on Friday night, Saturday night, we run from 5 to midnight.
Oh, wow. Midnight.
Midnight.
Oh, nice.
So it gives the college kids all the opportunity to come out and enjoy themselves.
Cool. Fun way on your way back from dinner.
Right. Oh, yeah.
With the wife.
Why not?
Hey, let's run through.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to get through?
That's a good question. So it's first, it's over 2.5 million lights, and these are LED lights.
Wait, 2.5 million.
Million.
Lights.
Right. So you've never been through anything that's this spectacular. The great part about it is it takes somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes. And one of our biggest fears is that as you go through the amphitheater, and you will be driving through the amphitheater, it is filled with fog, laser lights, and an enchanted forest.
Oh, wow.
You're counting on us being good drivers?
Yeah.
Don't hit anything.
Pay attention, people.
Right. I won't go then.
Yeah, no texting while you're driving. Yeah,
by week two, we have 2.1 million lights.
I got a tan off of them.
Wow.
It's a big fear of ours. Don't kid yourself. And for those of you who've never been through the amphitheater itself, the roof is 60,000 square feet. It's 125 feet in the air, and it's over 1 million pounds of steel. And then this thing is lit up. So it's incredible. And the entrance pavilion, which we just lit up, is 117 feet
in the
air.
That's the thing that looks like a wiener, right? Yeah.
Like a hat.
Well, I mean...
I saw a hat.
It just points upwards.
I saw a hat.
Oh, my God, Howard, man. Only he, you know, he could do anything.
Well, right. We call it Gary-esque. We don't call it a wiener.
Yes.
I love that. So the cars come right through.
Yep.
And 20 to 30 minutes, which is the perfect time, right? Because we did one in another city years back.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, when is this going to end?
I just got home.
And here's the deal with that one. There were giant spaces in between these.
Yeah.
What felt like yard fixtures.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, I could have that much.
It's like going through a neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what's really cool also is everything has Christmas music behind it. So courtesy of Connoisseur Media, we have incredible Christmas music as you're driving through here. So you tune right in and really get the experience. Kids can hang out through the moonroof or the sunroof, but don't get out of your car.
Yeah, right. Stay in the car.
Yeah.
So you start at the entrance pavilion. That's where you go into the building. You drive in.
So you go in through the what we call the VIP lots. Oh. And you'll drive around the barn, the red barn, through the side. You look up to the entrance pavilion, and then you're inside the amphitheater. So for those who haven't seen the amphitheater, this is the perfect opportunity to do it. What's even more rewarding is that when you before you even come in, you're going to be handed a packet of coupons where it has value of about $140. Whether it's getting Donut Crazy, getting a donut from Donut Crazy, Little Pub, free ice skates courtesy of the rinks
for next season,
for
whenever
for Christmas time.
Nice.
And gift card to the Sports Center of Connecticut. That's a gratuitous plug.
Would it be tacky to get those coupons and give them out as gifts?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it would.
I think the laugh answered that question.
Well, you know, if you give me this, you'll be like, I know where you got these from, you bastard.
Well, you go there, you bring your... This is win-win. You go
hey! I know where you got these from, you cheap bastard.
Yeah, I was in the car with you when you got
these. You got these from Howard.
Oh, you remember that?
This is from the same guy who's calling the entrance pavilion the wiener.
Exactly.
True story.
That is great. No, but you know, like people you don't really know that well. You could stick it in a card. Say, here's a Donut Crazy Pass.
And they say, oh my God, you're so thoughtful.
Yeah.
Do you have a nutcracker you can position under the wiener?
Chaz is there from Monday to Friday at 6 to 10.
That's great.
The nutcracker.
All right. So when you're in the actual amphitheater, will you be able to see the whole amphitheater, or will there be attractions in the middle and you kind of drive around?
So you're going to basically be on the floor, so you'll be able to see the entire amphitheater, but there's laser lights going on. So, for example, in the seating section, there's a laser light show going on. There's twinkle lights. The Christmas trees are changing colors, and then there's music accompanied by it.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's really
And then you'll sick. See the stage as well, the stage...
You'll see the stage. Really, you can see the whole amphitheater.
Nice.
Will there be stuff on the stage?
There will be some Christmas trees on the stage, but
that's
nothing.
Great.
Yeah,
cool.
So it's really going to give you an incredible feeling of Christmas.
That's.
Well, I got to check it out.
That's awesome.
I should probably bring the small vehicle, not the tall truck,
right now.
Right. Ooh. Unlike my house, where like one light goes out, they all go out. Which bulb is it out of 2-something million?
Whoever designed the tree lights, right. If one goes out, right. They all go out.
You walk around going,
not bright.
Not this one. Not this one.
I can't figure it out.
Not this
you
one.
You see Howard running around the amphitheater. Hold on, where's that light?
Tap the bulbs, you idiots.
Get the ladder.
Right. Oh, great. Is that one away up there?
Do you have a team of people that handles all that? Like if a light bulb goes out or whatever, there's a whole crew, right?
Yeah, we'll have approximately 40 people on site.
Nice.
So there'll be service people as you're going through to make sure that you're not crashing through the side of the stage.
Yep.
And any needs that anybody has.
That's wild. That's wild.
Huh.
Can you go in a pickup truck?
You can go in a pickup truck. That's a really good question. You can go.
I know where you're going with this.
Oh, can I ride in the bed?
It's not that tall.
AJ in a box.
Right? I'm driving down the road and these damn lights stuck to me. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
guess we're back to the Nutcracker.
Right.
This is great. We're linked up on the website, the Holiday Light Spectacular at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. This is tremendous. And there's a like an early bird special now. If you buy tickets, it could be 30 or 25, depending on.
Yeah, there's an early bird special that's running through, I believe, the 11th. And this is all sponsored by St. Vincent's Medical Center and Hartford Healthcare. This is really a truly incredible community event. And, you know, tickets are available at HartfordHealthcareAmp.com, Ticketmaster. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, our Facebook page. If you go to it, you'll see what it's like to tour through the amphitheater. They did that last night. It's really neat.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
And I'm guessing there's a limit on how many people in a car. Like, you can't do a college.
Well, I don't know. You can do a circus thing.
Just don't obscure your vision while driving.
Like a clown car.
Yeah, don't have somebody sitting in front of the driver. I can't see. Boom. Next thing you know, damn it.
All right. We're linked up on the radio station website. I can't wait to go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate being in the studio.
Oh, anytime. You come here every day if you want.
Not happening.
Our lights are-
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.